Welcome to the Paleo View. I'm Stacey Toth of PaleoParents.com and author of two paleo cookbooks, the first, Eat Like Dinosaur, kid-friendly gluten-free recipe and guidebook, and Beyond Bacon, recipes that respect the whole hog.
And I'm Sarah Ballantyne, also known as the Paleo Mom. I have a background in medical research, and I love to write approachable explanations of the whys behind the paleo diet. I'm also the author of two upcoming books, The Paleo Approach, which is a complete guide to managing autoimmune disease using diet and lifestyle, and the companion guide, The Paleo Approach Cookbook.
Next up, news and views, where Sarah and I catch up, and you get to listen to our gossip.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm distracted because I was just highlighting a capital M that should have been a lowercase m, and then like right where I was highlighting came the little like Skype call thing, and I was like, but oh, that's not an M at all. Right. There's this other thing I'm supposed to be doing right now. So I'm just going to hit control save, and then I'm going to minimize this, and then it won't distract me. Hypothetically.
You're so crazy.
Well, I've been working on getting a cleaned up version of the manuscript for copy edit, and I turned in the first part yesterday and then got an email from the publishers today saying, oh, we thought we were amalgamating because we've been working with the book in pieces because it's so big. And they were like, oh, we thought we were amalgamating now. And I thought we were amalgamating in 2 weeks. So now I'm trying to frantically clean up the second part so that we can amalgamate the entire book right now, which is kind of crazy.
I don't even know what amalgamate means.
Like join together. So right now my manuscript is actually in, not even thinking about the appendices, the main text of the manuscript is actually in three files. And it's because, I turned in part one of the book, I think 5 or 6 weeks before I turned in part two of the book. And then, because the first round of edits was so time consuming, just because the book is so big and so technical, I got part one back while the editor was working on part two. And then because part two was taking her so long, I got half of part two to work on before I got the rest of part two. So it's just been broken up into these pieces to be sort of manageable throughout the process. And then now it's time to put all the pieces back together and make sure they still fit. It's a big job. It's a big job, and I'm tired, and I feel like I'm going cross-eyed because I'm basically doing like another round of edits. And
yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to reach across a few states and give you a little smack on the cheek and say, chin up. We talked about this, and you're not allowed to be such a Debbie Downer.
I'm sorry. I'm just tired. It's all like my kids both had the flu last week, so they're fine now. But I had 6 nights in a row where I was up multiple times. And like one of those nights, my youngest was throwing up all night. So like one night I was just up cleaning vomit and changing bed sheets like all night. And then another one of those nights, it was like 2 nights later, my youngest was just, I don't know what was wrong. Like we thought it was night terrors at the beginning of the night, but it just kept going. Like she was tossing and turning, and she couldn't get comfortable. Like she was sore, but she couldn't communicate to us what was going on. And so I spent that whole night in her twin sized bed with the 3-inch memory foam mattress. So, you know, either one of these things would be really exhausting on its own, but I'm trying to do all of the stuff related to the book at the same time as I've just had a week of like
looking after kids and not getting sleep. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so, what am I? Worn out. That's what I am. I'm worn out.
So speaking of worn out, this is the last week of the fiscal year. And we've talked before about your crazy job.
We have talked about your crazy job.
And I literally just walked in the door. I was late to the podcast so that I could have some pot roast after CrossFit so that I could eat sometime before, right before bedtime. And I literally have Matt upstairs on my work email looking for something that I need to send to someone as soon as we're off. And you're working on a book. And the guests that we plugged last week and teasingly said, ha ha ha, maybe they won't even come on.
So
hey, guess what? So
we have to reschedule.
Unfortunately, Jason and Mira Calton were going to come on to talk about a topic that is really important to Sarah and I, micronutrients. We both feel very strongly about it. And they are what I would call kind of the resident experts in this movement. We're going to talk about their book that's being released this week or next week, relaunched, Naked Calories. And we were excited to have them on, and we're looking forward to that. But unfortunately, they couldn't make the show tonight because they had some travel delays where they are. So we have been informed they will absolutely be on the show next week. And Sarah and I, neither one of us had time to put together a revised show on short notice, and we both thought it would be a really good opportunity to kind of catch up on our regular stuff. But we wanted to check in with each other and share that with you all. Because Sarah,
it's really hard, I mean, when we have a couple days' notice, we can usually, you know, put together a backup show when we have, you know, things like this come up with guests. But it was such short notice today, and we've both been so busy.
And I mean, we in no way mean to throw Jason and Mira under the bus. We all know what it's like to be derailed by travel plans, and I'm sure that they're just as mortified about whatever situation came up as we are about not having them. But the good news for Sarah and I is that we get, you know, an hour back of our day, which we desperately need to do some other stuff. And hopefully you'll have patience and look forward to us being back in full swing next week when the end of the fiscal year should be over.
I won't be over anything.
Actually, I think next time you record will be the very last day of the fiscal year. So
you'll be drunk.
Yeah, I'll probably be drunk and drooling and shaking a little bit. But so I'm kidding, people.
She's not.
And you'll be closer to feeling better because at the very least, hopefully, your whole family won't have been sick in the last week as you try to finish illustrations and editing for the book and all that
stuff. I think it's amazing that, because both the kids were like really sick, but you know, not sick for as long as they would have been in the olden days. So I'm thankful for that. And I'm really thankful that my husband and I'm going to knock on wood as I say something like this, seem to have skipped it. I know a lot of families around where the kids have gotten the flu and the parents have been fine. So this must have been one that we had some point earlier in our lives. I don't like viruses.
So on a positive note, I want to tell everyone that I posted a really good recipe today and everybody should go check it out. It's like one of our favorites that we've ever made on
I've been in tunnel vision mode.
We recreated those pumpkin delights that I've been teasing. The Hostess snacks. I think they're Hostess. Maybe they're Little Debbie. Who knows? But they're like the little packaged pumpkin sandwich things and they're soft and they have like pumpkin jelly or something in them in the Little Debbie version. We used pumpkin butter and we made like a soft cookie.
That sounds really good.
And they can be made nut-free. Obviously they're not autoimmune friendly because they have the seeds in them, but for people who have nut issues or your kids have nut-free classrooms, we made sure that they could be made nut-free and they're delicious and super fun to make.
So, I really you're speaking of nut-free, I'm just going to totally plug your recipes now. I really liked your recipe on making sunflower seed flour.
Thanks.
I thought that was like brilliant, and that's going to be really, really helpful for people. It's one of the most common questions I get whenever I use almond flour is like, what can I use instead of almond flour? And so anybody who's listening to this, you can use homemade sunflower seed flour and go to Paleo Parents and check out their recipe for it.
Yeah, and we've actually had a lot of people. We did it because we got a BlendTec that week, and so it was like one of our big, you know, BlendTec recipes. And of course, if you have a high-speed blender, it'll be better for you. But we've had feedback from quite a few people that they've successfully made it in just a coffee grinder, which you can get at a thrift store for like $2. So the great thing about sunflower seed flour just isn't that it's nut-free. It's also really affordable. So people who want to make, you know, paleo treats but can't afford a $35 bag of almond flour can make their own sunflower seed flour by just buying some cheap raw sunflower seeds at the store. So thanks. And that's what our trick in making this one nut-free was as well. So,
well, it's now going to be my trick for forever after.
And the other thing that I want to plug while we're on the podcast is I am officially doing something called Barbells for Boobs. And I put up a fundraising page on the Facebook wall today and we'll be giving people more information regularly. But I have a history of breast cancer in my family, so I'm excited to be able to participate in this CrossFit-type fundraising activity where if you have even $1 to donate, $80 gives a woman who wouldn't otherwise had it a mammogram, which can be huge in preventing and treating breast cancer early detection. So I'm excited to WOD for everyone. And as a thank you for your donation, we're offering an exclusive recipe to anyone who donates. We've got a pumpkin waffle recipe. And anyone who knows our frozen waffle recipes knows that it's like the most famous recipe on the internet. Not really, but everyone from Nom Nom Paleo to George to you, Sarah, loves that recipe. So if you like that recipe, you're going to love our pumpkin waffle recipe, and we are exclusively sharing it with people who donate to the fundraising page. So all it takes is like a minuscule donation. You can do a dollar and you'll get the instructions on how to get that recipe. So, and it's for a really good tax deductible cause. There you go. Those are my plugs for the night.
That's very cool. I don't think I have any plugs. I don't think I have anything. Yep. I just live and breathe the book.
Cool. Now that you've got all this extra free time, you can go leave an iTunes review. We've got pretty much open over the next couple of weeks. I think we've got two guests lined up and one potential in maybe November or December. That's a biggie that Sarah and I have been excited about for a long time. But if you have a particular topic that you'd really like us to cover, not a specific question, because heavens to Betsy, we have tons of questions.
But people can still submit the questions if they have them.
But I think the problem is now we've kind of gotten to a point where we have so many unanswered questions that when it comes time to pick a topic, Sarah and I are both like, pick a number. So if you have a particular question, I mean, if you have a particular topic that you'd like us to cover that just, you know, we can definitely find questions related to it, trust us. But, you know, if there's something that you feel like you have a burning desire to hear about, let us know and we will be able to get back with you, hopefully, on answering some of that stuff. Also, if you have a guest that you'd love to have on the show, someone that, you know, is in the ancestral health movement that you'd like to hear from or hear more about, let us know about that too, because we're trying to line up guests for the fall and winter. And we've got a list of some ideas that we have and some pipe dreams that we have, but we're always open to suggestions. So
I like our pipe dream list.
Oh, I'm so excited about one of our pipe dreams. Monica sent me like a draft email and I'm going to revise it a little bit and send that off and cross
is
my
it,
fingers.
Is it the one I'm thinking about?
Yes, it's the one you're thinking about.
you know that would be like
pipe dream.
Yeah, pipe dream. Oh my gosh, that'd be so awesome.
It's not often that Sarah and I have crushes and we have a crush on this person.
So. Oh, total crush.
Of the mind, of course.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Having nothing to do with how this person looks.
That we should figure out video podcasts by then.
For sure. All right, now we've given a little teaser, but more teasers. Dr. Jason Calton and Mira Calton will be on next week to talk about their upcoming book, Naked Calories and Micronutrients, which will for sure be a good show. I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, we've got some really cool questions and stuff to talk about with them. So,
and then Kelly from Spunky Coconut's going to join us. We don't have a confirmed date on that, but we definitely know that we're going to be speaking with her. She's got an amazing story about how she is healing her family through food, and her upcoming book, The Paleo Chocolate Lovers, is awesome. I've made one or two things out of it. I don't remember, but the whole thing just looks insane. I'm not really eating treats right now, so it's hard for me to find ways, but I had chocolate stuffed French toast on my birthday morning. It was amazing. So we'll talk with her about that book. She has at least three other cookbooks too. I love her ice cream book. I don't know if you have that ice cream book,
but I don't.
Oh, you should ask her to send you one for review, because you would love it. It's all coconut milk ice creams and sorbets. It's all awesome. It's how I learned to put gelatin in ice cream to make it softer.
That is a nice trick.
And who doesn't love extra gelatin?
Exactly.
So she's got an amazing story, and she's awesome with food. So we'll try to cover those topics with her. And then it's up to you guys. What do you want to hear? What do you want us to tackle? Because if Sarah and I are left up to our own devices, we'll probably just keep talking about working out and sleeping, because that's what matters to us both right now. Cool. Well, Sarah, go capitalize your M's.
Oh, no, I'm lowercasing them.
Okay.
It's the opposite.
Lowercase your M's.
They're erroneously capitalized.
We can't have that now.
No. It could be very distracting and completely take away from the content of the message.
Absolutely. I would just completely lose faith in the entire book if you had an erroneously capitalized M.
That's exactly my point. Can I tell you something about the book, though? It's like really awesome. I finished all the major illustrations.
Oh, I was wondering.
Yeah, I finished on Saturday. Saturday
Congratulations.
Evening.
Congratulations. Yeah. Were you drunk Saturday night?
No, I was passed out Saturday night because I hadn't slept in a week. So I skipped over the drinking and just went straight to asleep. I've got this other to-do list that all has to do with graphic design elements. But in terms of like my illustration, when I finished, I just went and I looked at every single one that I had done, because they're all between like half page and full page illustrations. So they're all like the most important, technical illustrations for visually explaining concepts that I describe. And they're actually really good.
I saw some teasers on Instagram, which everybody should follow us on Instagram, because really that's where we've been hanging out lately.
Well, what's really funny is how much some of them changed from the partway point where I Instagrammed them to by the time they were done. I think I only showed maybe one when it was actually finished on Instagram. I should Instagram some more. I think that if people don't listen to the podcast or follow my blog and don't know that I'm illustrating them, I don't think somebody would know that they weren't professionally illustrated. I think as you flip through the book, it's not going to stand out as an amateur illustration, which is awesome, because I don't want it to stand out as an amateur illustration, even though I am technically an amateur illustrator. So, I'm really pleased with how they've turned out, and I'm really pleased with the cohesion between them, so that they're clearly all the same style because I drew them all, but they've just got, because they've got so many elements in common, I think it's going to really help with the understanding going from one to the next. I think it's just going to help reinforce concepts, and there's just that little bit of repetition to help with that idea of bringing you back to this previous concept. So I think it's going to be really, really awesome in the book. And I'm really pleased with how they turned out. And I'm really, really, really happy that they're done. Because there's, yeah. Was writing a second book easier? Like, because you knew all of the stuff that you were supposed to do?
Sure.
I think it just surprises me sometimes. There's things that I sort of take for granted will just happen, and then I realize that I'm supposed to do it.
Well, I think the difference is when you do your second book, you have a higher expectation for what you want, right? Like, you look at the difference between Eat Like a Dinosaur and Beyond Bacon, and there's a huge jump between kind of skill level and sophistication and, you know, the elegance of of them.
Well, yeah.
And so, although you learned lessons, you're also, like, okay,
raising
I'm
the bar.
Do it better. And then it becomes harder in that capacity. And for us, too, I went from shooting my own photographs whenever and wherever I wanted to having to, like, organize food photography setups with Amy, which was something I hadn't done before. So that was difficult. But by the end, we were in a really good groove. So I'm hoping if we do a next book that it'll be easy. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I am going to go get on this email jam before the world explodes, and you get on those M's, and we'll be back next week with Dr. Jason and Mira Calton, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah. Well, thanks for chit-chatting.
Matt's not going to have any bloopers on this one. Wah, wah.
Oh, there's one right there.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.